Hi, this is Beth Rosen, and welcome to another edition of Curated Chicago, where we bring you the things to do, places to go, people to meet, products that are being innovated, everything that's new and exciting that's happening in Chicago. And the best part about it is it's all curated by you. We want to hear your thoughts, ideas. Maybe you have a business, a product, or a service that you'd like to talk about here. All right. Well, welcome to the show today. We are very excited to have Ross. I'm not even going to attempt to say your last name.
Vangelis.
And tell us a little bit about the company that you're with.
So I'm here with Q Lab. And Q Lab is a accelerator that is focused on the Chicago market startup scene, helping to accelerate growth of those type of companies.
How did you get involved? Why is this of interest to you?
Yeah, so, you know, I caught the bug for entrepreneurialism working with Chef Rick Bayless and Manny Valdez in the 90s. And I got to witness them start Frontera Foods and got deeply involved in the generation of that business. In watching their prowess and their vision and their energy and their passion to make that business successful and scale it, I was just hooked. So as I opened up an agency 20 years ago, Q Brand Communication Group, we always had the heart to work with startups, not just large CPG Fortune 500s. So in doing that, after quite a few years, I started to get involved in VC work, and I started seeing this big gap of, you know, all these startups that aren't getting access to VC, that aren't getting noticed, that are having problems putting things together for themselves to accelerate their growth. So we really realized that there was a niche, kind of a true white space to help these startups. And so we started QLab.
So with that, how are you finding and identifying people? And what do you consider a startup?
So we look at startups at a few different levels. So the startups we want to work with have proof of market. It's not I have a dream and an iPhone and I'm planning on doing something. It's really we've made some sales or we have some traction in market. You know, we like to hope that they've got about, you know, 100,000 or near there in transactions. That just helps us with kind of a legitimate scale opportunity for them. More importantly is they have passion and vision and they understand what disruption looks like in their category or industry. If they have that, it makes it much easier to get them accelerated in growing that and also get funding if they need it. So we like to focus in those areas.
Okay, so I have to bring up the word disruption. Give me some examples. What is your description of disruption, and what is some great disruption that you've seen?
Yeah, so I think disruption is really has to do with the transformation that business is going through right now. So if you look at it, you've got shifts in consumerism. You know, we care about what we want to put in our body. We care about what's going on in the planet, right? And these are causing huge shifts away from mass-produced products and things like that. That's just one in a million. We've got tech, which is disrupting. It's transforming. It's transforming businesses, right? The way we communicate, the device you're using for the podcast today, all that's transformation. It's disruption. So what we try to do is look at growing entrepreneurs and startups and really aim them at the categories and industries that are going to be acquired or be kind of the portfolios of tomorrow for Wall Street, right? Because everybody's looking for shareholder investment, right? That's what's driving it all. So if you look at that and then you kind of say, in Chicago, what does the community look like? It is so amazingly ripe for disruption. We have great CPG companies here. We have great emerging tech companies. We've got a supportive local government that's helping us with it. But we also have something rare, which is we don't have a big density of startups like the West Coast and the East Coast with all these angel investors swooping in and all over and causing all this kind of white noise around it. So we really see the immediate next 5 years for Chicago as being a very ripe time to showcase our amazing portfolio of startups.
So what are you doing specifically? How are you gathering, sourcing, and what are some of the examples of things you're trying to do right now?
Yep. So we have already engaged a lot of startups through I'm a member of a VC group, and so I get to see a lot of startups come through there that are local to the Midwest and Chicago. So that was the first place where I was like, wow, there's quite a few startups here. This is more amazing than I thought. We are also building relationships with local supportive government that's helping startups, but also people that associations. Associations like the Hatchery, Plant Chicago, 1871, where they're really helping to get them started. What we want to do is provide extended services which help them go from how do I find plant manufacturing, how do I enable my technology, how do I help accelerate my brand awareness and market. And what we really want to do is bundle that together so they have a one-stop access, which should theoretically and has, based on some examples we already have and case studies we have, accelerate them in market, helps them grow faster. That's only going to help with funding. It's only going to help with their ability to take category share and be successful.
Have you seen anything come out of Chicago, anything that you've worked with? You're like, wow, this is great, or wow, I helped get this started. I know you're just really getting your feet with, and there's so many moving parts, but any examples of anything like that that's been a wow factor, either you've had a part in or something that you're looking as a role model to kind of, that's a great template to follow?
Yeah, so I think a good case study is Frontera. They just recently exited about 2 years ago to ConAgra. It was their choice. They still have other options, but I'm very proud that I was part of the early birth of that company. And again, I think it was a excellent example of a local Chicago CPG startup having success. Beyond that, we just got a relationship with a group called PupJoy.com. They are being backed by Purina. And they have they're here in Chicago, and they have a view of disrupting the pet care category, starting with the dog market, through creating a more unique experience than anything we've seen, which will tap into your dog's DNA profile. And anytime you interact with them, that profile will help through the age of your dog say, here's products or play or whatever you need to help with your companion. So it's groups like that that get us really excited. And there's so many, it's more than you can even imagine. Pupco is PupJoy is a tech company. We do serve a lot of SaaS companies. So we have some of those we're already working with. We love our life sciences, so we're involved with different extensions of early pharma or life sciences that might be disruptive technology for hospital care. So we're involved with those as well. The rest of my team would say I totally underserved all that we do by talking so much about CPG, but that's just a little bit more my background, so that's where I kind of have.
I like it too, because it is very relatable to so many people, especially when you bring up something like the Hatchery and people think there's mad scientists, or not mad scientists is the wrong way to say, but amazing people over there reinventing, reimagining, disrupting everything from when I've been over there, the sweet treats that are actually all natural. So I think that's very relatable to people, the food. I want to talk about how you find and corral people, how people can get a hold of you, what exciting things are going on in that area.
So thank you. So one of the things I really wanted to encourage your listeners to go check out is we're running an event called Startup Chicago 2019. The event offers entrepreneurs in the Midwest and Chicago area the opportunity to access our services, which we are offering $40,000 worth of services, so it's substantial, to really help them, you know, grow and kind of a giant kickstart, hopefully. They can go to our website, which is www.q-lab.com. And if it's okay, I'm going to spell that. So again, it's www.quee-lab.com. And they will get a lot of the details about entering and a little bit more about what the, we're calling it a startup kit provides. Just really high level, the startup kit provides a due diligence to go to market plan. So it really helps them make ensure that they're going to be successful with a plan. After the due diligence, we'll be able to determine where their pain points are to get to market. So it might be, we really need a website and communication platform to differentiate ourselves and spread the word. Or it might be, we feel good about that. We feel like we need more traction at retail or in B2B. Okay, we can help with that. We have advisors that'll team up with you. Or it could be, hey, we need to amplify. We need to have some social media and PR strategies where we feel we can really grow and drive more, you know, business acquisition or consumer trial. So the startup kit, I think, is going to be a really valuable piece. And it includes quite a few consulting sessions. It includes hands-on advisors that they'll be working with. And if I know my advisors and people I'm working with, it'll probably be a long-term relationship for those people just because we like to ensure people's success. But it should be really create a lot of value. And I hope people that are listening can either spread the word about it, or if you are an entrepreneur, I hope you consider going to the website.
And if you miss the deadline for this year and you're listening after the deadline, I'm hoping that this is continuing and people can go to the website, be inspired by perhaps some of the people that entered or won this year and continue to disrupt and innovate. So let's talk a little bit about how the event's going to run, and if you have advice or hints or tips, will there be information on the website on how people can learn how to put a package and a pitch together?
Okay.
So, I know that was a lot. I'm sorry. But okay, sorry. Here we go.
No, that's good. So so the competition has, if we want to call it that, has four phases to it. The first one is entry. We've actually extended the entry date to 8/5. So people have time. The second area is we'll do an evaluation of the entries. We knock on wood, our entry levels are amazing. They surpassed what we thought we would get. Everybody will be evaluated, and from that evaluation, we'll be selecting five candidates based on a criteria that is on the website. So after that selection, we have a panel of five judges that the qualified five selected will pitch to. After 8/5, we are putting up a second phase on our website, how to pitch and qualifications. So that information will be there, but because there'll be five selected candidates, we will also coach them. That will be broadcasted live on Facebook and picked up by different local media. So that is a great venue for these groups to be seen. We are also, anybody who enters, we're going to be putting their names up on our website so that they do get some visibility, and they will also be followed up with. We won't just reject and not talk to them. We will try to help redirect them to the right sources or understand if in a potential world we can help them later on.
So this is a huge undertaking for you and your company. Where does your passion, where does your drive come from?
So, again, beyond being inspired early by some key people in Chicago, I started my business 20 years ago. And, you know, 20 years ago, think about the level of disruption that was going on. I mean, my goodness, we had, I mean, it was, if you could believe it, was pre-mobile phones, right? It's like, so we've seen such amazing transition. And I've been lucky enough to put people around me and have good people and networks that in 20 years, we've made it from startup to an established agency. And so I have a big passion for people that, again, have vision, have the wherewithal to go the distance and really make their dreams come true to enable that. And to me, I see Chicago as just and so underserved there and so much opportunity for these people to have a voice and to get known. I even think for Chicago itself, I'm kind of an advocate to go, yeah, West Coast and East Coast, we got some pretty good major players here just waiting in the wings. So I think we will see some new iconic brands emerging from Chicago. And I hope that the whole community embraces this as much as we are.
Did you have a mentor? Because a lot of times people are talking about mentors, find a mentor, you need a mentor, who's your mentor? Did you have a mentor?
Yes, I did. If he's listening, he's going to totally smile at this. So, so in the late 80s, I was building my career, and I literally went to agencies saying, I'm looking for a mentor. And at J. Walter Thompson, I found a mentor in Roger Green, an amazing executive creative director there, formed his own company, and basically I was one of his first employees, and had the honor of understanding his philosophy of how do you grow business, and it was totally counterintuitive to what advertising was at that time. So he was way ahead of his time. And I would say he gave me the first views on, you know, what disruption looks like and kind of this idea of we're all human, we're on the planet for a short time. So make it about making something better, right? Building something. So I would say he was an amazing and I'm very grateful that he was in my life, but a good mentor to me.
Well, I love that. We're going to end it there. Congratulations. Thank you for what you're doing for the community. Your vision, you're trying to disrupt in a different way that people have been doing. I think now is, like you said, a great time and place to make this happen. You have the knowledge, you have the background, and you have the community to move this forward for so many people. So before we go, I want you to give another plug to where people can find you. And if you're listening to this before the deadline, we'll also have that mentioned and put on print so you can find it. But and I want to thank you for your time. It's wonderful to meet people like you that are really trying to make a positive change and really encourage and fund other people.
Yep. So, again, the event is Startup Chicago 2019. You could find it at Q Lab, and the website address to go to enter is www.quee-lab.com. So that's q-lab.com. Again, we are offering startups $40,000 in our services free, no strings attached. And entries will end 8/5. So again, if you can tell people that you know, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're interested, there is no strings to enter. You will be evaluated, and hope we see you soon at the lab.
Thank you so much.